Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Saturday, July 10, 2010, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1951, during the Korean War, armistice negotiations begin at Kaesong. In 1962, Telstar, the world's first communication satellite, is launched, beaming information and video from Europe to the United States. In 1976, one American and three British mercenaries are executed in Angola, Africa, following the Luanda trial. In 1978, World News Tonight premieres on ABC. In 1985, Greenpeace vessel Rainbow Warrior is bombed and sunk in Auckland, New Zealand harbor by French General Directorate for External Security, or DGSE, agents. The DGSE forces are perform paramilitary and counterintelligence operations outside of French soil. In 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev is re-elected as head of the Communist Party. And as a testament to how fast the world was changing down near the end of the Cold War, a year later, in 1991, Boris Yeltsin begins his 5-year term as the first elected president of Russia. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, July 10. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.